30 over 1080 is approximately 2 minutes. Okay? So we are talking about, don't check my math. All right, it's 3.3 seconds.
30 over 180.
All right. One chelek is 3.3 seconds. Okay?
Okay.
There are 3,600 seconds in an hour. 60 times 60, right?
Yep,
3,600. 3,600. An hour is divided by 1,080 halakim. Just as it is divided by 3,600 seconds.
Okay.
So one chelek is 3.3 seconds. Okay? 30 halakim times 3.3
seconds?
Is 99 seconds. Minute and a half. Okay? So come back to here. V'shiur meal. A meal is shlish sha'a, a third of an hour, which is 20 minutes. Pochos minus chelek lamed. Right? 30 over 1,080, which is about 100 seconds, which is, there's your 18 minutes. Okay? Not everyone agrees with the shiur meal, but that's the point. And in that time, ein ma'asrin es avadoi, you don't take ma'aser. Ve'ein matbilin es hakelim, you don't go ahead and do tvilas kelim. Ve'ein madlikin es haneros. Okay, 18 minutes after shkia, actually it's not 18 minutes, it's 3/4 of 18 minutes, which is what?
12.
Okay?
13.
All right?
How'd you get that now?
Because we said it's Shpein Hashmoshos is 3/4 of a meal in the first line. You got it? Okay, we figured the meal. The meal is 18 minutes. 3/4 of about 18 is, well, you want to say 12 minutes. Okay? Say 12 minutes. In those 12 minutes after Shkia, Ein Ma'asrin Es Avadoi. Because even though it's Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila, in Bein Hashmoshos you don't take Maaser. Ein Matbilin Es Hakelin, if someone came in right before Shabbos and gave you a new dish, you don't go down into your mikveh downstairs and dip it in. Ein Madlikin Es Haneros, 12 minutes after Shkia, you cannot light candles. Ein Ovim Eruv Eit Chumim, you don't make an Eruv Chumim. Vayein Lekamon, he says, you'll see further the din in Simon Tof Tezvov Se'if Beis. But there are certain things that you can do because it is a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. Avol Ma'atzrin Es Hademai. You can go ahead and take Ma'aser from Sofik, from certain Sveikis, which are not Midoraisa but Midorabonon. V'tomnin Es Hachamin. You can go ahead and insulate that which is already hot. In other words, a chunk can be wrapped. Ume'orvin eruvei chatzeros. You can go ahead and make an eruv chatzeros, which is less than an eruv tchumim. Mutar, and in these 12 minutes, you are allowed lomar la'eno Yisrael. You're allowed to tell a goy bein hashemoshos between in those 12 minutes lahadlik ner letzarech Shabbos, to go ahead and light a candle, even though lighting a candle is midoraisa. Fire is midoraisa letzarech Shabbos. V'chein, and also lomar lo, you can tell the goy lasos kol malacha shehi letzarech mitzvah, that he can do any malacha that is needed letzarech mitzvah. Okay, o shehu tarud v'nechpaz aleho, or anything that will hang heavy on your mind and you would rush to do it, tell the goy to do it. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what that means. V'chein, likewise, mi shekibel alav Shabbos, someone who started Shabbos Sho'a Oshnaim Kodem Chashecha, an hour or two before it became dark, like in the summertime. Yochol lamar le'eno Yehudi, he can tell a goy lahadlik haner u'she'or dvorim shetzorich. He can go ahead, and even though it is Shabbos for him, but since it's not Chashecha, the goy can go ahead and be the Shabbos goy for you. But we'll see what limitations there are. Okay?
Any question?
Yeah.
A friend of my wife's, here's our little scenario, 10 minutes. I'd never heard of it before. And her father's a rug.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there must be a valid reason for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
there can be a valid reason for it, and we'll work out the formula in halacha days. Okay? Let's go back and take a look at some Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch started by saying that once it's Bein HaShemoshos, you cannot do certain things. Aleph, Bein HaShemoshos, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'im Nistapek, if there is a suffix to you, Im Higia Hazman LeBein HaShemoshos, if it is already Bein HaShemoshos, it's Gam Kein Osir. In other words, if you can accurately calculate Bein HaShemoshos, you can do those things. But if you cannot accurately calculate Bein HaShemoshos, you don't have a table, then you go lechumra, because you're dealing here with a sofek the oraisa, if you'll be off even by a minute. Beis, achar shkiyas hachama. What do we say here? That Bein HaShemoshos is 3/4 of a meal after shkiyas hachama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, haynu, we are talking about achar sof hashkiyah, the end of shkiyah. The ladas haposos v'hashulchan aruch. Because according to Tosus, which we will yet learn, and Shulchan Aruch, Nimshach, this period of time continues mitchilat hashkia, from the beginning of shkia ad sofa, until the end of shkia is yoser mishlosha milim. There are 3 mil between the beginning and the end of shkia. Ukilu lakamon b'siyif beis. We will learn more about this when we get to siyif beis. The achakach. After that time, matzil hazman de ben hashmoshos. That's when ben hashmoshos occurs. Va'yein lekamon, and see also the Mishnah Berurah sif kotn chof. I will talk more about it when we get to chof, which is explanation on seif beis, which will answer your 10 minutes and will bring us into this entire Rabbeinu Tam shita. We'll be able to answer why satmar davens an hour and a half after shkia, davens mincha. Mincha, the Erev Shabbos, an hour and a half, so on. You'll see that you don't have to be a satmar to see the logic behind it. Gimel, Eim Asrin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu b'ma'aser peros, tahavi the Rabbonim. Even ma'aser peros, fruit, that are only the Rabbonim, you still don't take. Eim Asrin, etavadai, that which definitely needs ma'aser, why can't you do that? When it is Shabbos already, the Havilei Kimetake, because you are fixing the peros that now become usable and edible on Shabbos. Well, it's the equivalent of fixing a drawer that falls apart. Would you do that on Shabbos? The answer is no. Drawer that falls apart cannot be used on Shabbos. You don't use it. That's it. The Huadin. The same thing applies. Osur lahafrish chala after chutz la'aretz. You're not allowed to take chala in chutz la'aretz because a dough that has not had chala taken from it is inedible. You are metakin mono. You are fixing it in such a way that it should be edible.
Then there's chala.
Huh? No way. Even chutz la'aretz. The chomor chalas chutz la'aretz, says the Mishnah Berurah, but there is an interesting point here. The chomor chalas chutz la'aretz yoser mi ma'aser. There is an element of chala in chutz la'aretz that is more chomor, that is more stringent than ma'aser. What? The linyan ma'aser. When it comes to ma'aser, im ein lo ma'aser yochal b'shabos. Okay? If he doesn't have anything else to eat except that which was non-ma'aser, suhavi l'tzorech mitzvah. Then, all of a sudden, that non-maser food becomes litzorech mitzvah. Okay? The kaimala, and the halacha is, the lo gozru al shavuz bein hashemoshos. Litzorech mitzvah. And this is an important rule. The gezera of Rabbonon on certain things that seem like a malacha in Iser is called what? It's called shavuz. Okay? Shavuos means we're going to consider it that it's Shabbos and therefore you're not allowed to do it. But it's a gezeira midrabbanan, anything that's Shavuos. It's only midrabbanan, it's not midoraisa. So when it comes to ma'aser, if you don't have anything else to eat, you can go ahead and be mafresh in Bein HaShemoshos. You can be mafresh ma'aser because the gezeira of not taking maaser on Bein HaShmoshos is only a shavus, and that the rabbonon. And we said before that there are certain things l'tzorach mitzvah that you can do Bein HaShmoshos. So maaser, if you have nothing else to eat, you can go ahead and do it Bein HaShmoshos. All right. Ukamosha pasak lekameh, like we see a little later. But u'inyan chala, but when it comes to chala in chutz la'aretz, is yesh lahachmir. There is a stringency here. Bechol gamne, any which way. Why? Shehare chalas chutz la'aretz, because chala in chutz la'aretz yochol leachol below hafroshas chala. There is a way out. If you don't know that chala was taken from a certain batch of dough, you can still eat it. But what about hafroshas chala? There is a way. Leshayer me'at, and leave over a little of the challah ad achar Shabbos, until after Shabbos. U'lahafrish, and then after Shabbos, from what you have, lahafrish min ha'mishuyo. Take the bit that you left over, and from that left over, you can still give challah. Vilachay, practically speaking, kishechol Shabbos be'erev Pesach. When Shabbos is an erev Pesach, the next time this is going to happen is in 1994. Velo yifrish challah. And you didn't take off challah meha matzah from the matzah be'erev Shabbos that you bake on erev Shabbos mi ba'od yom muta lahafrish av be'erev Shabbos bein hashemoshos. So you can still do it bein hashemoshos. The e'efshar le'achol l'shayer chatichol mikol matzah. Can't go ahead and leave over a piece from every single matzah. You know why? Because that matzah that you may have on erev Shabbos is going to be chometz, so you can't leave it over. All right, it's going to be cholent zikim matzah, not pesach zikim matzah. Could be egg matzah, correct? Yeah. Or it doesn't have to be matzah; it could be a challah also. You cannot leave it over until after Shabbos, because after Shabbos is already pesach. Vehu adin im lo hifrish challah mi ba'od yom mehalechem chometz sheyochal b'boker Shabbos. It's the same thing. If you're going to eat on Shabbos morning of Erev Pesach, you're going to eat chalas. You can't leave it over. You've got to eat it all up. So any which way, you're in trouble. Ve'in matbilin. You don't do tfilas kelim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ha-mechaber ha-etik loshon ha-mishnah. The mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, copied the loshon of the Mishnah. Af she'ein nohe gato. All right. Even though the midah is now the Mishnah, I really inyan lahat bil kelim mitumasam, because when the Mishnah spoke about tvilas kelim, it is tvilas kelim from tuma, kelim that contracted tuma. All right. Mishum the nafkamina mizel ledidan inyan tvilas kelim chadoshim haniknoim meeretz mei eno yehudi, because there's a difference between this and tvilas kelim that we do today when we take and buy or receive a kli, a new kli, from a goy. L'das ha'osrim l'had bilam b'shabbos. Because then, we don't do tvilas kelim on Shabbos. Kidl kamon, and if you want to see that din, you can see it in Simon Shin Chov Gimel Se'iv Zayin. The osur, that you're not allowed to do it, nami l'didah l'had bilam b'in ha'shemoshos. Okay. V'atam. The reason is mishum denira kimetakeda sakli. The reason you cannot do tvilas kelim by us today is again because metakeda sakli. The kli cannot be used until it's tovel. You go ahead and do something that allows you to take the kli and make it usable. The al yedei tvila mutar lihishtamesh bo. By the act of tvila, then you can go ahead and use it. Without the act of tvila, you can't use it. Achi mutzarik l'shabos. However, he cautions, if you do need that for Shabbos, the ein lo acher, there's no way out, is yochol litbol bein hashemoshes ulevarech kiddush. You can go ahead, al pi halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, and do it bein hashemoshes. Why? Because it's tzarech mitzvah. It's the same thing as maaser. If you have nothing else, you can go ahead and do it. Ve'ein madlikin es aneros, said the Shulchan Aruch. In sofek hashecha, you're not allowed to light candles. Candles, even l'tzarach mitzvah, you can't do it. She'izbatel al yedei zeh mis'udah Shabbos. You will not be able to eat Seudah Shabbos. Kahai gavna b'sveika d'araisa. The only reason is here, by lighting candles, we're dealing with a real sofek d'araisa. Because all the other things are not sveika d'araisa. Or they are the rabbana. But when it comes to hadliku esaner, lahadlik esaner, that is a true act of melocha of d'araisa, and the sofek d'araisa you go l'chumra. Ba'afilu b'diavad. And even under the worst of circumstances, im hidlik, or he did any other kind of true malacha, midaraisa ben hashmoshos, or sur lehanos mimena. You're not allowed to have hanor from that malacha. Kemo im haya osel so b'shabbos gufo, just like as if you were to do it on Shabbos. That you also that you're not allowed to have hanor from that malacha. Afilu im osel b'sholgeg, even if it is b'sholgeg. B'chimavor, and if you want to see more about this, the simon shin yud ches. Go take a look at Simon Shin Yud Ches where you're able to see this. There is, again, an interesting and practical situation. Probably one of the most uncomfortable positions that I am in is a Motzei Shabbos catered affair. Okay? Because the halacha is that even if a goy cooks for you on Shabbos, let's say he starts cooking for you 2 hours or 3 hours before, and certainly all the more, a Jew, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat that which was cooked for the same amount of time till the end of Shabbos that was violated. In other words, if Shabbos is over at 8 o'clock and the cooking started at 5, you cannot eat that until 11 o'clock. It is a knas that the 3 hours that was violated of Shabbos you're going to pay back with another 3 hours of not eating it. Okay? Lordy be, unless you're dealing with real Shomer Shabbos caterers, truly knowledgeable Shomer Shabbos caterers, there isn't a caterer in the world, New York and out of New York, that doesn't buy it. It's gefährlich. It's absolutely, absolutely gefährlich. If there's any way ever, aside from the Lava Malka, that an affair can be on Sunday, then it should be on Sunday, not on Shabbos. Because of Shin Yud Ches. We can learn this. I mean, you take a look at this at home, take a look at Simon Shin Yud Ches, you'll see all of the things. However, you have a problem with bagels. Okay? Everyone loves Saturday night for bagels. Mm-hmm. You want them fresh. We have a Jew up here on Piaget Avenue who owns the bagel place. It takes about an hour. And that's not a conservative estimate, that's a hefty estimate. From beginning to end, to worry about the bagels. Okay? So that one should not buy bagels at least till an hour after Shabbos, and to try to get a warm batch, which is, you know, a chumrah on top of a chumrah, to get a warm batch, which means, you know, they're just baked. You understand? With a goy, it's a different story altogether. You had a goy, so right after Shabbos you go ahead.
And have H&H
in Manhattan. H&H, that's on the Broadway and 80s.
Oh, right. 24 hours a day.
Right.
But you're saying for a caterer, if the goy does a cooking hour, you know, during Shabbos, you're going to wait that long after Shabbos to eat it, so where does it help with the bagel bakery?
He's not cooking it for you.
Bagel.
Not baking it for you.
Bagel bakery is held by a Jew.
This one here, Piaget Avenue, is a Jew. Okay?
But you're saying catering firm is owned by a Jew. So the goy can't work for the...
Yeah, here it's... Okay? Here, I'm not making a difference. I'm not differentiating yet between a goy and a Jew.
But you can go to H&H and buy right away at the Shabbos, right?
Yes. Okay?
Completely goy shown. Uh-huh. It's just supervised
completely
by...
Completely goy shown. The supervisor's got to have the chofke. And that's it. But what I am saying is, with caterers, where do you have going caterers who are catering kosher? Right?
Okay.
Well, generally.
Place.
Huh?
At one place.
Where?
At Palin.
Palin.
The restaurant's owned by two goyim.
Right.
That's it. Other than that, that's it.
Okay. Let's go further. Zion, the bottom of the page. Ve'ein me'orvin eruvei t'chumin. He specifies eruvei t'chumin. The Gemara, if you remember the Gemara we learned, Yesh smach le'eruvei tchumim mikra. You remember we made a distinction between Erev Tashilin and Erev Tchumim. At Erev Tchumim we have a pasuk. Even though it's not one of the Tayag mitzvos, we have a specific pasuk. Va'al kochacha, and therefore we are forced to say that Erev Tchumim is chomer, there is a chumra there, da'afilu midvar mitzvah also. Even if you have to go beyond Erev Tchumim to be at a Brit Shabbos or a Sheva Bracha Shabbos, then Lidvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. Kain Kosvu. Kain Kosav. Mine is watched that.
Arach Shulchan?
It's not Arach Shulchan. What is it?
Hey,
Ayin Vav Shin. I leave it. It may not be a Shin. Ubi Levush.
Shin in mine.
Yeah, it's a Shin. It's definitely a Shin in you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stop the machine. Let's look. Stop the machine. Let's look at the Russian place. But by Levush, which is a sefer that's contemporary with the Shulchan Aruch, Mekel Lidvar Mitzvah. He made a kula, he passed him differently, the Dvar Mitzvah, that Erev Tchumim, after all is said and done, from a technical point of view, it is not Midaraisa, it is still Midarabonon, even though there is a pasuk that we learned from it. Okay? And still, if you have an Erev Tchumim, but it's Midvar Mitzvah, and since Erev Tchumim is Midarabonon, the Levush is Mikel. He goes ahead and is less, and is leaving. Ushtei Deyos Ha'elu, both of these opinions, is Nimsoim B'Sefer Meiri, Ayin Shom. Shekoseg, the Meiri, says that Ledeya HaMateres, according to the one who says that it's Mutar, is Yehiyeh, Ayri HaGemara, the Oser La'arei, and we have to learn the Gemara, that you're not allowed to make an Eruv, Dafka B'Devar HaRushus, only when it's an optional matter. U'B'Ma'arei B'Raglov, D'Ba'alma Mutar, Afil B'Devar HaRushus. This is a din that you have to see in Erevin, and it is a simple machlokas that is almost non-resolved, except that the Shulchan Aruch goes l'chumah. Ayin b'simen tov tezvov, simen katan beis, v'magen avrom, also. The bepas, or kaimel and da'afin li'baudion, eim orvim ele dvar mitzvah. If you are there are two ways to make an Erev Tchumim. One is the Raglov and one is the Pas. Raglov means you walk up until the place and you say, this is the place from which I'm going to make an Erev. There's another way to make an Erev. To put down a meal over there. So if you do it with a meal, Kaimalon the halacha is, da'afidu mi ba'odion, ein ma'arvim ele devar mitzvah. If you do it with a Pas, the halacha is, you never extend the Tchum Shabbos to the 2,000 amos beyond, unless you have a reason of Dvar Mitzvah. Okay? That's the only reason that you do it, huh? If I wanted to extend the city so that I can just walk, mm-hmm, and not have to walk around and around, I'm not allowed to do that. Okay? The path, however, should be always, even Mivod Yom, not Safik Hashaycha. It should always be Dvar Mitzvah. Okay?
It's Dvar Mitzvah anyhow. But the pas has to be mamash yom.
That, no. There are two ways, the raglov and the pas. But if you do it the pas mi ba'od yom, it must be at least for dvar mitzvah. Never optional. Not only to extend, just to be able to walk. It must be.
But the regal?
The regal is already, you can do it for an optional extension. Even shalom dvar mitzvah. Go to test. Demai. What is demai? The rov amei haoretz ma'asrim heim velo mikre tikun. Most amei haoretz, most but not all, do take maaser. Okay? Most but not all. And therefore, since most, the rov, do take maaser, demai, when you take maaser from demai, in other words, from fruit that was taken from an amoret, it's not a tikkun. It is only a chumra. V'tomnim, we insulate the pot, b'dovar she'eno mosif hevel. We learned that something which doesn't add to the heat. Kemo shelamadnu, the way we said, b'tchila simon reish nun zayin ayin shov shemavor, there we have explained kol pirtei hadin b'tamei, and all the pratim, all the details of this din and their reasons. U'lishar dvorim she'osam midrabbanan, and anything else that is osam midrabbanan chutz me'elu d'kochoshiv, except those that are listed here in Shulchan Aruch. Po din bein hashmoshos kemo Shabbos atzmo. Okay, the din, and get that carefully, the din of bein hashmoshos for anything and everything afilu midrabbono, except for those things that are listed here, has a din kemo Shabbos ba'atzmo. It's Shabbos itself. Im lo, with one exception, unless it is shehu lidvar mitzvah, it is for the sake of mitzvah, o sha'ar docha, or there is something very urgent about what has to be done, and it's a midrabbanan, the chimavor, the kamon, the simon, shin membeis, ayin shom. In shin membeis, he has a whole listing of things. Okay? Yes, sir. Yud Aleph, u'me'orvin. You're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros. You're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros v'yachol gam kein levoreich, even with a bracha. V'ayeh b'simon dalet u'mar b'mashek asav nishon. We'll yet have more to say about this. U'mikol makom. However, lechatzilo yizoher shelo ya'acher ha'eruv chatzeros ad bein hashmoshes. You've got to be careful with this. Don't take liberties with it. Go to Yud Gimel. Remember, there are times when we can tell a goy in Bein HaShemoshos what to do. Lomar le'eino Yisrael. Why are you allowed to do it Bein HaShemoshos? The Amira le'eino Yisrael, telling a goy to do something who bichlal shvus is not midoraisa. It's a midorabonon. V'lo gozru al shvus Bein HaShemoshos l'tzorach mitzvah. When you have two negating factors, one is tzorach mitzvah and Shabbos, and the other negating factor is the shvus of the Rabbanon, the Isser, the Gezer of the Rabbanon. When these two collide, then the Tzorech Mitzvah certainly takes over. Because lo gozru al shvus ben hashmoshes l'tzorech mitzvah. The chidul kamon, if you want to see this again, b'simon shin ben beis ayin shom. You can see a full detail of this discussion in ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes, yud dalet, if you can just go upstairs. Okay, Muta Lomar, the second line, the middle of the second line, just reread it. Muta Lomar Le'eno Yisrael Ben Hashemoshos Lahadlik Ner L'Tzorech Shabbos. Okay, now come down in the Mishnah Berurah. Ben Hashemoshos HaMechaber Ozil L'Shitasov. Mechaber is consistent with his Shita. Disvira Le'lekamon B'Simon Shin Zayin, where earlier in Simon Shin later in Simon Shin Zayin if hey, he writes the b'Shabbos gufa on Shabbos itself osur ayidei eino Yisrael b'melacha d'oraisa. You're not allowed to have a goy do a melacha d'oraisa afilu im l'tzarech Shabbos, even if you need a Shabbos. Okay, but here we are talking about bein hashmoshos, which is sofik yom and sofik laila, and since it's sofik yom and sofik laila, the mechaber allows you to tell the goy to light a candle, to light fire, which is the Raisa, but it's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. But on Shabbos itself, a Malacha the Raisa, you're not allowed to do it. Tesvov, Letzorech Mitzvah, what does Letzorech Mitzvah mean? Af she'ineno bishvil Shabbos. Any kind of Tzorech Mitzvah, even if you don't need it, Letzorech Shabbos. And again, Kid Lekamom, the Simon Shin Mem Beis is the Shabbos Goy Simon. What you're allowed to do and say with the Shabbos Goy, Ayin Shom, I'm going to Mishmei Berur. Now, you remember that you're allowed to tell a goy to do something that is l'tzorech mitzvah, and also for shehut tarud v'nechpaz oleho, something that really irks you if it won't be done. Tes zayin v'nechpaz oleho, what is it irks you? It creates tension and pressure. Kosav Rav Shlomo Luria. Rav Shlomo Luria was a contemporary of the Ramah, a dear friend of the Ramah. What does that mean, nechpaz oleho? Kosav Rav Shlomo Luria writes, Hainu kol davar, she'im lo yihye na'aseh, anything that if it won't get done, hu mitpa'er b'Shabbos, he's going to have conniptions on Shabbos. is shorei mutar. Shorei is the Gemara's lashon for mutar. Shorei la'asos, mutar la'asos, al yedei ha'enu yisrael ben ha'shmashos. You can have him do it ben ha'shmashos. Avo libi no keif la'achmir, says the Mishnah Berurah. Libi, my heart, no keif, pounds la'achmir, that I should be a machmir. Im ein lo bahem shum sarach shabbos. If there isn't anything that is truly necessary for Shabbos, rock with Tzorach Chol, but you need it for later on. Ah, however, nonetheless, in hu hefseid merubah, if it is hefseid merubah, where there is a loss, ol Tzorach Godol, or where it's absolutely necessary, is shorei mutar shivusim bevein hashmashos. You're allowed to do a shivus of the Rabbanon in Ben HaShemoshos, ubifrat, especially, shivus da amira le'eno Yisrael, the shivus, the Rabbanon of telling a goy to do something in Ben HaShemoshos, the let's be ma'aseh, because you ultimately are not doing anything a ma'aseh, for which you're culpable. It is amira. Saying is not a ma'aseh. That's dibur. Val kor hachal mutar, or val kain, and therefore mutar lamar le'eno Yisrael, Ben HaShemoshos, if you forgot that you have your site, Friday night and Shabbos, okay? And it's Ben HaShemoshos. And if you're not going to light that your site candle, what are you going to feel like on that Shabbos of your site? Okay? You're going to feel absolutely, absolutely ready to explode. All right? Is Me'achar Sha'olam Nizarim Bazeh? Because people are so careful with your tzayit, it's hashrinon. That is a case where we consider it kiletzorech gadol, that is absolutely necessary. Ad kan l'shono b'kitzur. This is the end of the marshal. Okay, this is the marshal. Okay, that's a tough one. Yud zayin, shah o shtayim. Remember that the Shulchan Aruch said, what if you go ahead and are mekabel Shabbos an hour or two before Shabbos? Dafka sha'o shnayim. Specifically, I'm holding you to an hour or two. Avol chatzi sha'o samut b'chashecha. But a half an hour before dark, the oz esher, when it is mutar, the mecholam mekomos Yisrael, every place where there are Jews is kiblu aleihem haShabbos. That's when we accept Shabbos is chamiratvei. Then it's more chomer. Va'osur afilu lomar leino Yisrael sheyaseh melacha meal letzarech mitzvah shomer. Okay. In other words, it's after lich bench time. That half an hour, you've already bench lich. That's a different story than an hour before or 2 hours before. Afilu lufi mashem posek hamachaber lekamam b'siv dalid. Even according to what the Mechaber says later on in Siv Dalet, that what? The Achar Kabbalah Shabbos also la'avor afilo al shavuz b'mekom mitzvah. Once you were Mekabel Shabbos, and I don't care if it's an hour or two before, you're not allowed to go ahead and do any shavuz, even when it's necessary for a mitzvah. Mikol mekom, nonetheless, le'inyan amira le'eno Yisrael, lo mechamrinon, we don't go ahead and machmir tzvei b'ein ha'shmoshos. More than Bein HaShemoshos. If Bein HaShemoshos, which is after Shkia, you are still allowed to go ahead and tell a goy, if you were Makabel Shabbos already a half an hour before Shkia, what, you're going to be Machmir more than you would than would be Bein HaShemoshos. Yud Ches Lomar Leino Yisrael HaHadlik Afilu Shelo B'Mekom Mitzvah. If it's an hour or two, you're able to still tell a goy to do a melacha d'oraisa, even when it's not a mekom mitzvah. Why? The kevan she'od hayom gadol, because there's plenty of time to the end of the day. Bevaday yesh mekomos, surely there are places she'adayin lo kiblu aleihem haShabbos, that they weren't mekabel Shabbos, v'otzim ba'atzmon, and they do the melacha by themselves. Is dai lalu b'mashah yedei ha'kabolah nishbos ba'atzmenu b'melacha. So let us assume that the Kabbalah Shabbos is only for me, but the rest of the world hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos an hour or two later, so that you can go ahead and do it.
Why can't you tell a Jew to do it?
Huh?
Why can't you tell a Jew?
That's not Shavuos.
A Jew could do it.
A Jew, but then you just change your language.
No, because we had a situation here in the summer where not everybody encountered Shabbos at the same time.
Okay, good.
When I'm walking to shul Erev Shabbos, and I've accepted Shabbos,
right,
for the 7 o'clock minyan, there are other people in town who are still coming home from work.
No, so?
And would be, you know, it's perfectly mutter for them to turn on the light.
No question.
I can't ask them to. I can't hint at them to. It's not Shabbos for them.
Read two more lines. Okay, Veda. To be in your name, in this din, Irinan, we are talking about Shahat Sibur Shabi Iro, that the Tzibur in the city, Kiblu Aleim HaShabbos, already accepted Shabbos. The whole Kedusha Shabbos Baal Kocha, and therefore Kedusha Shabbos is ubiquitous. Afidu Imechod Lo Yirtzeh Lekabel, even though one doesn't want. Baal Kocha Kosav, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch has to write Lomar La'eno Yisrael. The Chulu Umeatam Anal, and for the same reason that we had said. Avo Biyochid, but with an individual Shekibel Alav HaShabbos, who an hour or two earlier accepted for himself Shabbos, Mutar Afilu Lomar LeYisrael Chaberu Sheyas Elam Melocha, he can go ahead and say, do it, Kidl Kamon, as we have specifically the Siman Rei Samach Gimel, see if you Zion, Ayin Shom, look there, Hatam, and you'll see the reason in Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's take a look at Rei Samach Gimel, which is a couple of pages later. If you'd Zion.
Lamed Ches.
Yeah, page Lamed Ches. Yud Zion. The end of the line. Got it? Yesh Omrim, there are some who say, Shemi Shekibel Alav HaShabbos Kodim Shechashecha. Got it? Not in the Mishnah Berurah, but in the Shulchan Aruch. Page Lamed Ches. Right.
It's like.
Okay, that's for sure.
The printing's there too.
Yeah.
It's late.
Good. Yesh Omrim, there are those who say. This is the Rashba quoting Tosfos. Shemisha kibel alav Shabbos. That's someone who accepted Shabbos kodem chashecha when it was still well in today. Is muta lamale Yisrael chaver la'asos lo melocha. That you can go ahead and tell a Jew to do melacha, and you have to see the reason in Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, Samach Dalet. Mutar Lomar, the Kevan Shelachavero Mutar, because the act is Mutar for your friend, Ain Isur Amira Shayach Bazet. You don't have to go ahead and dream up an Isur Amira of telling anyone, because Isur Amira, you're restricted from telling one. When the restrictions are ubiquitous for everyone. But here, he's not restricted in doing it. So. Okay. We will continue the Mishnah Berurah next week and go into the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. And the next week, we'll already, that next session, next week, we'll already, we'll get to your 10 minutes. We'll see what is Mosif Mekodesh Achol, how much, alright? And take a look at the various shittas of how much before, what do you call it, before Shkia do we have to go ahead and light candles. Some say 18 minutes, some say 22 minutes, some say a half an hour. Let's see the time. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is half an hour. Yerushalayim is somewhere about 40 minutes, usually, before Shkia.